Okay, this is Winfrey. Welcome to the Monday night conference call. This is a simulcast on the internet and on the telephone. And for those of you that are listening on the internet, we have a number of people checked in on the telephone simultaneously. Let me see.
There are 14 participants in the conference.
14 people on the telephone. And there's a reason we do it this way, and this is a fairly unusual experiment in earthly terms, and that if you're listening right now, whether you just accidentally tuned in or whether you planned it, you're welcome to join our experiment, and you'll see what that experiment is as we progress. We had a couple people just check in. We'd like to say your name and your city.
This is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne.
And Wayne's got a whole lot of list. More
on that.
Oh, you have more than I have, right? Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who do you have, Wayne?
I have Aaliyah.
Aaliyah.
Undine.
Undine.
Margaret.
I have Margaret, yeah.
Okay, and I think there's someone who hasn't given their name yet.
Who just checked in?
Suzanne did.
Yes, Suzanne, but that was
there's another one.
Yeah.
That's okay. Sometimes people check in, and they like to be anonymous, especially at first, because they don't know what we're going to do. Or maybe they heard me on the Don and Wynn show. And I wouldn't blame them for being anonymous if they heard me on the Don and Wynn show, right?
Never anonymous Jim checked in 5 minutes ago.
Oh, Jim. Jim, yeah, we got you.
I got you. Jim in Anaheim, right?
Right.
Jim, I saw your picture, right? You have sandy hair, right?
It all depends on what time of the month.
Oh, I see. All right. Well, I saw that you joined the meetup group that I started, and I owe
absolutely.
You an email.
Absolutely.
I haven't forgotten.
Absolutely.
Yet.
Thank you.
Okay. Somebody else just checked in, okay? Want to say your name and your city?
Yes, this is Jean from South Dakota.
Hi, Jean. Oh, God. Here I am.
Hello.
Thinking of cleanliness again every time I say that.
I know. You know, my given name is Jeannie. Maybe I should say that so you're not. We don't have that hygiene thing going all the time.
Maybe I should say, hello, Jean. Hello, Jean.
Yeah,
work.
There you go.
Okay.
That's like Hialeah.
Hialeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know.
I like that.
Hialeah. We have Aaliyah on the phone, don't we?
Yes.
Yes,
we have Hialeah and hi, Jean.
Oh, you just got it, Jim.
You're right. I wasn't expecting
it. All right. Now, do we have everybody?
Okay. Well, we could always say if Jim has sandy hair, he's been on the beach.
Oh. And you know what? We're on the radio now.
Oh yes.
We're broadcasting on the internet, and we're being a little bit unsanctified. I think is the word.
Frivolous,
okay? So I would like to change the energies. And, of course, why don't you guys say hello to everyone on the internet? Hi, guys on the internet.
Hi, guys on the internet.
Welcome.
Welcome.
And this is actually, you know, we're starting out and it sounds like we're in a cocktail party. But this is actually a serious presentation. And this is a group of people that you're listening to that are checking in. That some of them have been checking into our call for a couple of years, some of them for a few months, and some of them for a couple of weeks. And I always announce that this is an experiment, and that you who are listening are part of the experiment right now, if you want to be. And it's an experiment that has fairly high stakes because it's an experiment that number one, hang on, I'm going to mute everybody for a moment so we don't have background noise.
All callers are muted.
Number one, the experiment has the ability to change your life. And it has the ability to help you go through things that maybe have been obstacles and things that you thought you may never go through. And it has the potential to help you clear areas of what's called karma and free yourself from patterns that you may have thought you never could free yourself of. Now, I say this in retrospect because when we started the experiment, I'm calling it an experiment, it's a good way to look at it. When we started this, I had no idea that it would work, and I wasn't going to go out and announce people, come into my call and this will happen. So I said, let's see what happens, and let's watch the people that are involved and keep a running tab on everyone's experience. And for many people that have been on these calls regularly, I would say that they have experienced, to a certain degree or another, what I'm talking about. Some people, a tremendous experience. Some people, a small experience. It's still growing. But most people have experienced something. And they keep coming back because they've experienced something and something that's been beneficial. So one of the things about this experiment is that by being on this call, there is the potential to release things that might be difficult to release in other circumstances. Or maybe for many people, they've stood in their way and it seemed impossible. Now, I'm sure there are other circumstances where people can do this, but I'm not sure where they are. So if you find one, that's great. But this is one where it seems to be working. The other thing is that we are not only healing ourselves by being on this call, but we're volunteering to anchor energy from other dimensions through our physical bodies into the earth and into the space around us. And this is one of those things that I said, can this really work? Can people do this? Can we do this over the phone? And since the time we started this call, there's been lots of indications that that is what's happening on the call, one of the things. Now, if you're evaluating this for the first time, perhaps you would wonder how this could be. Maybe in your mental system, in your concepts of how you would view what a human being is, maybe it didn't include these kinds of potentials to anchor energies, to have energies radiate from your body. Maybe that never occurred to you before. So if it never occurred to you, and it's not part of your mental structures, then I would suggest be open to the possibilities and see what happens. Because many people who are metaphysically inclined or spiritually inclined have within their experience and belief systems that there's more to life than the physical body, and that in fact there's a spirit occupying the physical body, and that when you die that spirit continues, and that even right now, right in this moment while you're living and breathing, that part of you that's physical also has a part that's not physical. And the non-physical part is not directly visible or perceivable by the physical senses. it's only perceivable or noticed kind of indirectly. For example, some people have psychic phenomena where the phone rings and they know who it is, or some people have intuitive flashes, or some people have deja vu. Some people can see auric fields, and most of us have some kind of experience in our dreams that's non-physical, but it's designed so we don't remember them. So this non-physical part of ourselves, one way of looking at it is that the non-physical part of ourself exists in other timelines. So right now, where you are, right in this moment, in your physical body, you have parallel timelines that are in your space that you don't see. And that there are beings in these parallel timelines. Some of them are really positive and angelic, and they're there to help you. And others are looking for the opportunity to tap into you and to use you and use your energy. And so when you start opening to other timelines, you start opening to a multiplicity of things. And even though you can't see them, they affect you. They impact you. As you go up the timelines, we have learned that there are what has identified itself to me as group souls, group energies that are huge, that are actually expanded through the universe like an amoeba. One of them describes himself like an amoeba. That's the Ra group. And that this group's soul is made up of graduates of the physical realm. Graduates means that we've gone through many, many, many lifetimes, and at a certain point of accomplishment or accident or whatever, we graduate from this realm. Sometimes in spiritual people call it getting off the wheel of reincarnation. And as many of you know, this realm can be a bear. It can be painful. You can get sick. You can be lonely. You can be hurt. People can be mean. And one of the challenges of being in this realm is to create a life situation where those things are not happening for you. And a life situation where beings interact from what we could call a spiritual level. And a spiritual level means that we treat each other based on our real essences and not on what we can get from each other. If you think you're just a physical body, and everyone is out there, maybe you're someone to be used to get something from for yourself. And so you operate, which many people do, operate from that place, and everyone's an object to be used. Now, that's not a spiritual perspective. That's a human perspective. In a spiritual perspective, we operate as if we're not just our body. We are our body, but we also have this part of ourself that exists in these multiple dimensions, and that we find that we meet each other in these other timelines in our spirit forms, but not in our physical bodies. And many of us have had some kind of evidence that this is actually occurring, that perhaps you have a synchronicity and make a bunch of choices, and do something exactly right, and you end up somewhere and meet someone, and it's looks like a miracle. Well, the part of you that was in another dimension or in another timeline met someone else in another timeline, and you made an agreement, and something impulsed you to go somewhere, and suddenly something happened. Well, I started this call by saying it's an experiment. And the experiment is, can a bunch of humans who are in bodies pick up a telephone line and meet each other in other timelines where we don't normally see each other? And when we meet, can we temporarily, during this call, come together and weave our energies or blend our energies? And then can we invite positive beings in these same other timelines or higher timelines to come into the timelines that we're accessing and join with us? And can we tap into energies from other timelines which are positive? And can we experience those energies in ourselves? And can we share these energies with each other? And can we help each other heal each other? And can we access healing from those other beings in other dimensions? Now, one of the repetitive themes of the Ra group soul that we address so often is the law of one. And the law of one, as I understand it, is that at the very highest level of timelines or dimensions, we are one energy that is subdivided into separate bodies. And the illusion in the physical realm is so persuasive that it's hard to know that from the evidence that's presented to us through our senses. So this is a experiment to intend to move our consciousnesses into those other timelines that we can't see and meet and greet those positive service to other beings in those other timelines and experience the law of one, come together, kind of like a big party. And the benefit of this is that each of us in our own life and in our own matrix has what you could call distortions. Distortion is where we have been hurt, where we have been betrayed, where we have been sick. And as we go through our lives, the distortions that are in our other timelines keep causing patterns to reoccur over and over again. And sometimes we seem like a victim. Like, God, no matter what I do, the same thing happens. I'm sure many of you have had that experience. Well, my distortions are different from your distortions, as are different from someone else's. And these are distortions that come in our energy fields in other timelines. When we come together and we blend our energies for this brief period of time on this call, your distortions can get filled in the areas where mine are complete and vice versa. When I say mine, I don't mean me, I mean those of us on the line. And so, by allowing our energies to commune. And we're doing this for the highest good of all concerned. We're doing this for the benefit of our planet, for ourselves. This is not for a self-serving purpose, although it's not to exclude the self either, because you're part of the equation. You exist. So healing yourself and healing your own distortions is part of the equation of being effective and loving and part of all that is and part of your own group, growth. So we are participating in a coming together in other timelines and healing each other with the help of those other energies in other timelines that we have invited into our space, only positive, only energies that are service to other, only energies that honor free will, to come in and join with our own energies. Now, as we've been talking about this, it's happening. There's an energy that many of you are feeling that is in your space, and you're in its space. And you are now accessing those multiple timelines. And each of us started somewhere in this realm as a pure, unadulterated soul, energy, uncorrupted, undistorted. And while we're going through this process on the call, we are accessing the part of us that was originally pure. And we can use that as a template to heal the parts of us that got distorted. So there's a lot of things we can access right now. And realizing that this moment that we're in right now started from chaos, started from nothingness. Right now, since time doesn't exist, really, or say time exists simultaneously and it doesn't exist. I don't like to say it doesn't exist, because we are really here on this planet and we are having an experience and we are separated and communicating with each other. But multiple times, time is more like, well, the Elohim says they can jump in and out of time like you and I jump into a swimming pool. So that time is, as much as it seems like a fixed in our physical world, in fact, it's not fixed. And as we experience multiple timelines and moving up timelines, we speed up our karma, because our karma is attached to the slow lane. It's attached to the lane where we're carrying these distortions. We'll take a look at it. For many, many lifetimes, we carry these distortions, and we keep walking, experiencing our lives and looking for people and looking for love and looking for circumstances that somebody can come into our life that can help balance our distortions, fill in those holes in our matrix, and we can do the same for them. And when people come together and they happen to do this, oftentimes they say, oh my God, I found my soulmate, because it feels really good. Now, if you're lucky enough, if you're lucky enough to find someone like that who can do that for you, more power to you, because it's a wonderful experience. But most of us don't have that kind of luck. And therefore, we are doing it in a different way. We're doing it on these conference lines, because the beloved energy, the energy of a complete matrix, is present here. It's present now, and it's accessible to anyone who just stays neutral, that gets their mind out of the way, that doesn't make judgments, that stops thinking, is this really happening? There's an opportunity to open up to this energy. Now, if someone's listening to this and how this happens to be the first time they're listening, then I would suggest that you maybe want to check this out. Maybe you don't feel open. Maybe you feel like, how do I trust this? I've been hurt. I've been betrayed. I've done opened. Every time I open up, something bad happens. So in that case, I would suggest you should read my materials. You should read The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. You should request the book. We're giving it out for free at this point, the questions and answers with the Elohim. You should hear all the stories. Go to conversationswithmygirlfriend.com. Hear what happened to me. And, you know, the bottom line is either something resonates with you and you feel it in your heart and you understand it and you connect with it, or it's not right for you, and that's fine because there's a lot of things to attach your attention to other than this that can be of great benefit. So it's important to find what resonates with you. And when something resonates, you know it. You can't believe anything blind. You have to look for resonance. Resonance means that you feel the vibration. And that vibration feels you. And that is the nature of the experiment here on this line. That there's this opportunity to tune into an energy that's outside of this timeline that can help heal your distortions and help heal our planet. How does this heal our planet? Well, most people today don't open up to these kinds of energies. Most people live fairly contracted in their containment of a small hologram within their bodies. And which means as they walk around through their lives, their energy fields are separated from everyone else's energy. And their energy fields are separated from the Earth's energy. And they're trying very hard to be happy. And they're doing it by making money, by seeing who they can have orgasms with, whatever method they use. And this is not to judge anybody because, you know, people are doing that because they have never been exposed to something else. And if they've never been exposed, they might have gone through many, 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 many lifetimes following that kind of repetitive pattern of looking for something to complete them in living within what I'm calling a small matrix where their energies don't connect very well with other people and other things. Now, there are tools found here that even for people like that, that open them up, at least momentarily, like music. Music has the ability to take someone that's totally isolated and alienated and doesn't share their energy and suddenly work and open up their energies and open up their energies to other people. Now, music can do this because music rearranges time. Between the use of rhythm and melody, it changes, it programs a person to experience another timeline, even in spite of themselves. And suddenly if a bunch of people in a room and music is playing, you can have people having connection and affinity with each other that would never have done it without the music. The music is one of the things that can do that. And, of course, then people believe it's the music, and they don't believe it's them. So they keep coming back to the music, and then, of course, you know, they're trying in their own way to figure out how to expand. Even if they don't use those terms, everyone knows what it's like to be expansive. And everyone knows how good it feels to be around someone who's expansive. Like everybody loves a lover. People that are in love infect their environment and the people around them with love. And so we're talking about things that people don't have to understand the philosophy of all of it. Everyone has touched into it to some degree. And our goal is to touch into holding this energy so that we can hold the larger matrix and uplift the vibrations around us and help those people that we care about and those people that we don't, that are even strangers, to lift their vibration because they're around us and to have this experience we're talking about. Because the third party, and this is the Earth, each of us is in the field of planet Earth, and that when we lift our vibrations and expand, we now allow the Earth to flow with us and us to flow with the Earth. And apparently, according to the information that we've been getting in many channelings and many other sources, the Earth has been quite neglected in modern times. Because most people are so compressed, the Earth doesn't get the energy it needs for her own self. And so when the Earth isn't happy, we move into the circumstance where we can have natural disasters, we can have strange things happen. And so the Earth needs love. And according to all our information, the Earth is as alive as we are in the way that an Earth is alive, which it's hard to understand from a human perspective, but I know when I talk about the Earth, it's interestingly enough, whatever I'm talking about, I've learned that I'm invoking, and you too, you're doing the same thing. So when we talk about the Elohim and Ra groups, we're invoking them. When we talk about the Earth, we're invoking the Earth. Let's, as our group right now, love the Earth. See if you can feel the Earth like a mother, like Mother Earth, come up from the ground underneath you and surround you with her love and her protection. Very powerful. We're part of the equation. Now, another thing about being in other timelines and connecting with the soul groups, the Elohim group and the Ra group, is that those groups can bring a lot of energy into our realm. They can do things. They can change things. They can stop earthquakes. They can stop nuclear weapons, so they say. But they can't violate our free will. So we have to invite them. We need to invite them. And we need to invite them not just by saying it in words, but in our own vibratory field, touch their energy. So one of the things we're doing during these calls is touching the energies of those groups and inviting them into our realm for the highest good of all concerned, to help us and to assist us. And so it's like completing a huge circuit. A circuit that starts in these timelines where time stops, goes through our bodies, goes to the Earth. And again, It's all about the law of one. We, in fact, are one with everything. We are one with each other. We are one with the earth. We are one with the soul groups. And as we experience that oneness, we feel the energies of completion. We can feel the bridging in our consciousnesses. And I think the way it feels for me is that I can shut my eyes and I can feel that I'm much bigger than my body. I expand out ad infinitum. And although I can't see you, I can feel you. I am you. And you're me. And we're one big energetic community in our little separate bodies, but a huge energy combining us. And we are creating this energy. We are participating in it. Each person on this line is part of the connection. Even though I'm talking and you're listening, I'm not doing this. We are doing it. You're allowing yourself to move with the flow of energy. And of course, if we are that flow of energy, as well as being in our body, then we can put intentions into that flow that can manifest into this physical reality. Because if we want to change something down here, this is not an easy place to change anything. It's very, very dense, slow. But if we could change something in other timelines where everyone exists, then that can manifest as a change in the physical world. So let's right now work on things that we can change from these other timelines. Right now, I want each of you to think of someone who's a problem in your life, who's an obstacle, someone that irritates you, someone that you're jealous of, or that's jealous of you, someone that in some way, when you see them, you don't feel love. And right now, I want you to take this energy and send it to that person. And see the connection healed for the highest good of all concerned. See them and see their need to connect. And allow this energy to flow towards them. Always for the highest good of all concerned. This doesn't mean it will work every time. But put it out there for the highest good of all concerned that this might work. And right now, take this energy and think of a part of yourself that's hurting, that's in pain, that's sick, that's lonely. And put this energy that we're all creating, it's a huge energy of oneness, but let it flow into that part of yourself. See it in your body. See it moving in your body. Maybe your heart is aching. see the release of sorrow and loneliness. And maybe there's someone you know that you could send this energy to for the highest good. Right now, see them healed. See them abundant. Let's take this energy and let's put the concept of peace into this energy. Peace on this planet that those people that would be obstacles to peace might feel this energy and open up to compassion, humanity, brotherly love. And the experience that who they think of as their enemy is themselves. Those of you that are feeling this and haven't come into our Sunday calls, every Sunday, Gino and Terry do an amazing planetary healing that they take this energy that we're experiencing on this line right now, and they work on different areas of our country and even the world. Those of you that are tapping into this, it's obvious that I'm not doing this. When I stop talking, the energy is still there. I may be intending it, and I may be the catalyst, but once it happens, it's not me doing it. It's me helping you create a portal, create an opening. The opening is always there, just that most often our matrixes are too small. And now we have expanded, and that opening is very present. And I'd like to say, as we bring this energy in, I'd like to ask that each person that's experiencing it have a stipulation that only what they can handle comfortably that be in their space. For some people, this experience is very catalytic, and I don't want anyone to experience more than they can handle. So keep the stipulation that only what is you can handle comfortably and safely be part of your experience right now. So it's 6:44. Our show goes to 6:50. We have about 6 minutes. I think what we'll do in the next 6 minutes is I'm going to call in the light, and then we usually do this after the call is over. For those of you who are on BBS, would like to participate in this, please go to higher-vision.org and email the person that's indicated to find out the phone number for our conference call. And you're welcome to join in by phone. And we're doing this every night. And there's people that need ongoing support. There's two kinds of people, and we all fall in one or the other or somewhere in between. And there's people that have a huge amount to give and share, and they don't know who to do it with or where to do it. And those people are so welcome when online, because just by being here, by opening your energy, by opening your heart, you're making a huge difference to our planet. So please be invited to check into our conference calls. And then there are people who are in need, and you don't have to feel bad about being in need. In fact, being on this planet, it's not easy not to be in need, and it becomes a habit for many people over many lifetimes. So there's a source of energy available here that you can tap into that for many people on our line that have done this regularly, it's helped heal their need. It doesn't necessarily pay the bills. That's a different kind of need. But it helps heal the pain and the anguish and the hurt and the rejection. This is a loving energy that you can draw on and merge with your own energy field to heal those distortions. And we do the conference calls every night. So if you happen to be one of those people that has very intense need and can't figure out what to do in the world, I would suggest you try your own experiment and come into these calls every night and see what happens for yourself. Consider an experiment. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But for some people, it's been really dramatic, and I just invite you to take advantage of it. There's no cost for the calls. They're happening every night. So I'm going to unmute everybody, and we'll just do our calling in as a light.
All callers are unmuted.
Which is already here. Father, Mother, God, press the light to surround and protect each person. And
all callers are muted.
And any negativity be taken to the higher realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through our bodies to the center of the earth. We blend our energies together into group energy as we dug through this call. We invite the group souls, the positive group souls, merge and blend with us for this period and to help us with our prayers and our requests and our group intentions and our personal intentions, always for the highest good of all concerned. And we have a couple of minutes left here. And let's see, 6:48. Wayne, is there something you'd like to put in the light?
Yes, thank you, Wayne. I'd like to love and light all those online with us tonight, all those on BBS. I'd like to put in the light and love Dana Davis, Jim Chambers, Dwayne Davis, Ralph Krim, Kelly Hughes, Martha Derrick, Nell Eyrick, Charlie Jameson, Tommy Falco, Nancy Falco, and I'd like to send gratitude to the Ra and the Elohim and all the interdimensionals assisting us. Thank you.
Thank you. And Bonnie?
Yes, I'd like to put in Abby and Muhammad to be able to understand the real assistance that they need to give to each other and to those of us who are trying to help them. Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie. And for the highest good of all concerned.
Yes.
Okay. And Karen in Tucson.
Yes, I'd like to put everyone on the line, in the light. My family, Alex, Julia, and George, Melanie, and Mother Earth, and Tibet. Thank you.
Thank you. And Rick in New York.
Thank you, Wynn. I'd like to put everyone on the call and everyone on VBS Radio listening tonight into the light. I'd like to put my wife and children into the light. I'd like to put Mother Earth in the light. And my gratitude to the Ra, Elohim, and Quo, and the other interdimensionals that are working with us. And my thanks to you too, Wynn. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Thanks for being here. Let me say it's 6:50 right now, and this is the time that we're supposed to be off of BBS. So those of you that are listening on BBS, please check out higher-vision.org for more information about the work we're doing here. And we'll be back next week, same time. And we also have a lot of, as I said, we have a lot of conference calls ongoing. There's a Wednesday night one, and you can actually ask questions. And look on our website and get our schedule, okay? There's an email with the question schedule. Thank you so much for being with us tonight. God bless you all. And I'm going to continue. And Wayne, keep track of everybody, because I'm supposed to do a TV show tonight, or somebody's doing a recording for a movie. So I probably have to stop at 7 o'clock sharp, and I'll turn it over to you to finish. Is that okay, Wayne?
You want me now, or you want me to wait?
I'll do a couple more.
Okay.
And then I'll turn it over to 6:52. I'll go to 6:55, and
okay.
Then I'll turn it over.
Ben, on which channel can we watch your TV show?
It's not going to be on TV. Somebody's doing a video shoot for something in the future. Okay? But it's not going to be on TV tonight or anything. So I'll let you know, usually when something comes available. But I don't really want to talk about that because I'm breaking the energy by it. Mary Ann.
Yes, I'd like to send Mother Might to everyone tonight. Would like to put Tiffany in the light, Jared, Emmy, Lee, Margo, and Victoria. Thank you.
Great, thank you. And Margaret. Margaret in San Francisco?
Did you say Margaret?
Yeah.
Hello?
Margaret, are you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. I'd like to put everyone here on the in the light, my friends and family and neighbors in the light, anyone who needs it in the light, Africa, Iraq, all the other warring nations, and I'd like to put anyone I might have forgotten, Manuela with her husband who has recently passed into spirit. And I'd like to thank the Elohim and the Quo and everyone who helps us, including you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Margaret.